fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
For about 15 years, I have said a time is going to come. And I stood in our newsroom and our social media room yesterday, listening to the conversations and the news as it was coming in about what was happening. And I stood there and I thought, I knew this was coming, but I guess there was a part of me that just so hoped that I was wrong that I thought it would maybe never come. But it has. And it has everyone on the right, who is a voice that you trust, deeply, deeply concerned. In some circles, panicked. I'm not panicked, but I am deeply concerned. Here it comes. And I will explain the loss of voices that you trust and reflect your point of view. This is a critical day in the Republic's history. We address it in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
You know, we've done ads for mattresses before where, you know, it's you can customize it to your own comfort. Well, you spend just as much time in your office chair as you do in bed. Isn't that incredible? Either we're sitting too much behind an office desk, or we're not spending enough time in bed, or possibly both. But anyway, X chair. You're sitting in your chair at work as much or more than you are spending time in bed. And when you get up from your office, how do you feel? How does your back feel? How do you feel? Do you notice? Even are you constantly fidgeting or adjusting? The X chair is the best chair I've ever sat in for an office chair. And honestly, we have here in Texas, we have these great movie theaters that have the big recliners. I would sit in an X chair. If they said, hey, we don't have one of the recliners, usually I'm like, oh, I'm not going to the movie then. I'm not going to go sit. I'd sit in an X chair. It is like a really comfortable recliner because it adjusts for you. 844-4X-CHAIR, 844-4X-CHAIR. Call them now. Try it for 30 days. Money-back guarantee if you don't love it. You get $100 off right now at xchairbeck.com. xchairbeck.com. Finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. Go to xchairbeck.com. Use the promo code XWheels, and you're going to get a set of new X-Wheels for the bottom of the chair, which are just really, really upgraded. I mean, it's like German engineering for the wheels. It's really, really great. You get them for free right now if you use the promo code XWheels at xchairbeck.com. It is time to wake up, America. It is time to wake up. It was 24 hours ago that I said congratulations to Steven Crowder, because Steven Crowder had been in a fight with Carlos Maza. He goes, his Twitter handle is Gay Wonk. And he is a guy who, you know, talks about political things, and he is, you know, he produces these videos, and he's like, hey, I'm the queen of New York, and I'm the gay wonk, and blah, blah, blah. And he says things like this. This is a quote from his Twitter feed. Get back to me when you're ready to personally assassinate people I find annoying on Twitter. Then we'll talk. Personally assassinate people on Twitter. So what is he saying? We just have to kill you online. Now, this is part of I just realized, another quote, I just realized how to learn, how I learned to subtweet by watching my mom talk crap about white people right in front of them in Spanish. He talks about milkshaking people, throwing milkshakes at them, humiliate them at every turn, make them dread public organizing. He talks about the panic of violent Antifa, shows how media coverage on the right fixates on violence to demonize legitimate protest movements. Okay, this guy is so far off the rails. Well, Steven Crowder has been taking him on and winning. And winning. Steven Crowder is very, very smart. He is a comedian. And comedy is the most dangerous thing you can do. So 24 hours ago, I told you that Maza had issued a complaint with YouTube. And YouTube, he got a response right away. And they said, we are going to investigate that Steven Crowder. And so they decided to investigate him, and they found that he had done absolutely nothing wrong. He hadn't violated the community guidelines. Now, listen to this. Even if creators' contents doesn't violate our community guidelines, we will take a look at the broader context and impact. If their behavior is egregious and harms the broader community, we may take action. In the case of Crowder's channel, a thorough review over the weekend found that individually the flagged videos did not violate our community guidelines. Now, I know this to be true because Steven Crowder goes out and he is meeting with YouTube all the time. He has 4 million followers and subscribers on YouTube. 4 million. He goes out all the time to make sure we're going to follow these rules. Tell me what the rules are. So they just said, we found that individually the flagged videos did not violate our community guidelines. However, in the subsequent days, we saw the widespread harm to the YouTube community resulting from the ongoing pattern of egregious behavior. It forced us to take a deeper look, and we made the decision to suspend monetization. In order to be considered for reinstatement, all relevant issues with the channel need to be addressed, including any videos that violate our policies, as well as things like offensive merchandise. Now, wait a minute. You just said none of the videos violated community guidelines. But he has to address any videos that violate policies? You, wait, what? So now what they're doing is they said after the first, past few years, we've been investing in the policies, resources, and products needed to live up to our responsibility and protect the YouTube community from harmful content. This work is focused on 4 pillars: removing volatile content, raising up authoritative content, reducing the spread of borderline content, and rewarding trusted creators. Thanks to these investments, videos that violate our policies are removed faster than ever, and users are seeing less borderline content and harmful misinformation. As we do this, we're partnering closely with trusted sources. Okay. So here's what happened. Yesterday morning, I told you, congratulations, Steven Crowder. It was a good day for freedom. Turns out yesterday was a very dark day for freedom because YouTube then came out 4 o'clock and demonetized him. What that means is, hey, please, you can continue to create content for us. We're just not going to allow you to make any money for that. Okay, Steven Crowder, he's got enough money. He's like me. I've not made a dime from YouTube. We've never focused on YouTube because we always thought this was coming. We recently have started to build a YouTube page, but everything we do is just not monetized. And quite honestly, Stu, tell me about your YouTube feed that you noticed yesterday, because I'm Glenn Beck, and you would think Glenn Beck might show up in an algorithm. I watch a video of mine, and it never comes up as a suggested next video.
You don't do well in the algorithm.
Right.
I mean, considering the amount of... we all know that Google is monitoring your emails and
everything else.
And this is what, you know, in the best sense, right? Like, they are seeing the things you're interested in, and then are the things you search for, and then are able to make recommendations on the best videos that would interest you. Right?
Correct.
Well,
so if
I do a lot of email and searching, unfortunately, for Glenn Beck, because
and the Blaze.
It's my job. And The Blaze.
And The Blaze.
And they, man, they just never can find a way to recommend me a video. I can find videos of Andrew Heaton doing things for reason, but they never recommend anything that he's done for The Blaze. They never do anything anybody on The Blaze.
Nope.
Really, I never see any of them pop up.
So yesterday, they demonetized. We're using YouTube as a funnel, a way to get people who, you know, the world is on YouTube. Okay, so we better be on YouTube, and I don't care if they pay me, but I use it as an advertising place to where they can see a bit of it and go, oh, wow, I like that. Maybe I should subscribe to The Blaze. Well, that's the way Steven Crowder uses it. He goes where the crowd is, and he should. So they demonetized him. But then what happened? Within 10 minutes of him being demonetized, the Shopify, which is the group that sells all of his merchandise, decides they're not going to be involved with a hate monger at all. And so they're not selling any of his product.
That's incredible.
So yesterday, a guy who they said did not violate any of the guidelines was demonetized, and they stopped selling all of his merchandise, another separate company. Then yesterday, lots of things happened yesterday. Some of them I can't talk about yet. Then yesterday evening, The Blaze tried to post something about Steven Crowder, and we were blocked by Facebook. It says, you're temporarily restricted from resharing posts until Saturday at 7:15 p.m. If you think this doesn't go against our community standards, let us know. Here's what we posted. They can never take away Mug Club. YouTube can demonetize us. Vox can try to deplatform us, but they can never, ever take away Mug Club from us. This is the show you built. That was from Steven Crowder, and we wanted to retweet it on Facebook, not YouTube. And now The Blaze has been blocked from passing anything on about Steven Crowder. Oh, and one last thing. Somebody else was blocked yesterday. Lila Rose. Now, Lila Rose runs Live Action. Lila Rose, Twitter banned Live Action and her account from all ads, demonetize. When we asked Twitter why, they said we could resume ads only if we deleted the following content from their Twitter and website. So their Twitter feed and their website, all they would have to do is just remove anything about abortion procedures from their website. This is an anti-abortion website.
It's going to be tough.
Anything about abortion procedures, anything about investigations of Planned Parenthood, and all ultrasound images.
I mean, like 75% of social networks are people sharing their ultrasound network or ultrasound pictures. And now they have to do it because they want to keep the babies in the ultrasounds alive.
I'm going to share with you what all of this means. And I'm going to go to Leon Wolf, who is our executive editor now of theblaze.com. He was on the phone with Facebook yesterday arguing with them. And I'm going to explain what all of this means coming up. but I'm going to give you the action right now. Please, please hear this. We need your support, or our voices will be silenced. We need you to join Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com. Use the promo code Freedom of Speech. It's the biggest discount we've ever, I think, what is it, $40 off? Something like that of a year subscription, which is $100. There's a huge discount. I'm not sure what it is, but it's the biggest discount we've ever done. We need your support. Please, blazetv.com. It's the price of a cup of coffee. blazetv.com. And use the promo code
free speech.
Free speech. Mm-hmm. Free speech.
It's $69. So we're talking, that's a big discount. It's $30-$40 off, yeah, for the whole year.
Right.
And the code again is free speech. Go to blazetv.com.
By the way, if you sign up for 3 years, it literally is like the price of a coffee every month.
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you about escape for a second. We have we've put a ship on the Mediterranean. It is this beautiful cruise ship. It's an Italian cruise ship, and it's going to be about 3,000 people. They're all going to be fans of the show. They're all going to be coming for the same reason. They're going to be with you. They're people who love our country, love history, and also love, you know, a good cruise and Italian food and great nightlife and a pool and the deck and also really cool places. We are going to be sailing on the Eastern Mediterranean. We're going to be in Venice, Croatia, Greece, and Israel. And you can just go and just see these great places, or you can, we have special things all the way through. I'm going to be conducting some things. David Barton, Rabbi Lappin, Stu will be there. Bill O'Reilly is going to be doing an event with me in Israel, and you get front row seats. It's going to be fantastic learning about our faith, our culture, and our republic in a way that you've never done before. Join us next spring. ComeSailAway.com. ComeSailAway.com. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Leon Wolf from the Blaze. Leon, I actually am nervous today. Am I right to feel this way?
Yeah, nervous. I'm more, I guess, on the angry side than the nervous side, but you know, both would be appropriate emotions to have at this point, I think.
So tell me what happened yesterday with Facebook.
Okay, so I want to be clear here because this is ongoing. Literally unfolding as we speak, and I'm not 100% sure what the effect of it is going to be. We got a notification last night that we would not be allowed to post or share items on our own Facebook page until Saturday at 7:15 p.m. Because we are being timed out by Facebook. I just found out, we just attempted to put an article on the Facebook page and it worked. So maybe they have considered that they were in error and undone it. I really don't know. But we've got this notification that says you guys can't use your Facebook page anymore until Saturday. And the basis for that was, they says, we feel that you have shared clickbait on your page. And Glenn, I have put, it's up on the Blaze right now. It's the top article when you click on the page. It's the one about the special needs, mother of a special needs kid, mother of a special needs girl sends her kid to school with a recorder. That is the post they flagged that they said was allegedly clickbait. I want your listeners to go look, click on the story, and you tell me if that's clickbait or not.
Because I thought it was Steven Crowder, that we shared something from the Steven Crowder story. This was a separate.
No, this is a completely different thing. This story is a completely legitimate story. This woman sent her special needs daughter to school with a tape recorder because her daughter was saying,
I heard it,
teachers are being mean to me,
right?
And caught them on tape saying all sorts of insane stuff, like, I'm going to punch you in the face. Like, it's a horrifying story. It's a legitimately horrifying story. Well, that's clickbait. The other thing they flagged was a video we shared from Will Witt, which, look, I don't care what you think about Will Witt, but his videos are not clickbait. I mean, he goes and he talks to people.
I don't even understand
how it possibly could be.
Right. And so what was the topic what was the topic of that?
I'm not entirely sure. All I saw was a screenshot of it. But I don't have that in front of me right now. But
it's probably something along the lines of socialism or something like that. He usually goes to campuses and talks to people and exposes them for being, you know, ridiculously uninformed.
This is the second time in the last month that we've had to fight Facebook over something ridiculous. Our page got deranked, I guess about 5 or 6 weeks ago, because
of Pointer.
Facebook. No, it wasn't Pointer. It was Facebook has hired these third party people to do this alleged fact checking that they're supposed to do, and some of them are PolitiFact and so on. You know, kind of well known fact checkers. They lean left, but at least they're well known. We got fact checked by some guy I'd literally never heard of. he worked for CNN for 26 years. For Nancy Grace, of all people, so I guess he's going to fact-check us. But he took issue with a story we did about textbooks in Texas that had some stuff on there that really looked like it was anti-Trump. And
more in just a second.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about Simply Safe. Right now, Simply Safe is giving you a really, really special deal. Simply Safe is a alarm system that you can put into your own home in less than an hour. You put it in. You don't have to wait for an installment time and a window. You're never going to have to worry about any salesman coming by. You don't have to worry about long-term contracts or wiring or anything else. Simply Safe is the burglar alarm for your home of the future today. It is the best on the market, and they offer the best service. And I feel like wholly comfortable saying that now, because they are offering things that honestly only companies like IBM actually get. I mean, when you have a big, big firm, you get pushed to the front of the 911 calls. If you have a house and your alarm goes off, you're at the bottom of the... Simply Safe has changed that, and you can find out more about it just by going to simplysafebeck.com. By the way, when you order now, you're getting a free security camera for a limited time. That's $100 value. You'll have eyes on your home 24/7 and the evidence if somebody tries to get in. simplysafebeck.com. Welcome to the program. Steven Crowder is going to be on with us in about 30 minutes. Yesterday was a very, very important day for freedom of speech. And I was, man, the, well, if the NSA could just have heard our phone calls last night or monitored our Twitter, our emails, which I know they can't, they would have seen an increased, communication between a lot of the talk show hosts, yesterday, because we were all very concerned about what does this mean. This morning I come in and I find out that Facebook has banned us from posting anything on our Facebook page. That's the Blaze Facebook page until Saturday. Now, it looks like, because Leon, our editor, was on the phone with him last night arguing back and forth, it looks like they have reversed themselves on that. But this affects all of us. All of us. And we need you to join the Blaze. And I want to say this clearly. If you don't want to join the Blaze, that's fine. Then join Ben Shapiro. Join Bill O'Reilly. Join whatever. But please, the voices on the right are going to be snuffed out. And I fear that we have in the last 6 months jolted back into our position of the biggest conservative independent website and force outside of Fox News. And I would say that we are the biggest independent because, you know, no corporation owns us like that. And
except we're the Koch brothers, of course.
and so we're on the chopping block. We are on the chopping block. For sure. They will always try to make an example out of the biggest, and I think we'll get into it later, but I think they are trying to do that now with the Poynter Institute. The Poynter Institute has come out, and that's a journalistic integrity kind of place. That's a think tank for all journalists and how to remain, you know, with your integrity and to tell the truth and all this bull crap. I think personally they are going to become the new Southern Poverty Law Center, because all of a sudden we're being downgraded. We're no longer credible with the Poynter Institute. We're somebody that needs to be silenced because of the Poynter Institute. And the Poynter Institute has credibility currently, as much credibility as the Southern Poverty Law Center had, but people listened to the Southern Poverty Law Center for a long time. They still do, but I think they're on their way out, and I think Poynter is leading the charge.
Do we still have credibility with the Poynter sisters?
Yes, we do. Okay, good. Yeah, we do.
That's comforting.
Yeah,
at least.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hi, Glenn. I'm good. I'm concerned, but good.
I said when I started the show, we've planned on this. We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of hoped that it never happened. It would never happen. That we'd avoid it somehow or another.
Yeah.
And yeah. I don't think we are.
Doesn't look like it. It doesn't look like it. And we keep saying, well, Facebook and Twitter are, those are private companies. They can do what they want with their platforms. And that's just not so. It's just not so because the government provides them protection. And they provide them protection under the restriction that they have to be completely unbiased. And so that way they're protected, if they're unbiased, from anything people do on their platforms. Well, either that protection has to be completely removed now and they can be sued for things that happen on their site.
Won't happen.
Or they need to go back to being unbiased.
You don't think that's possible?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. I think what's happening right now is all of these guys are asking for government regulation. What company has ever, who have you ever heard any CEO of anybody
never
say, you know what we need? More government regulation. We know that's bad for business. So why are they doing it? Because they have the money right now to be able to hire the teams of lawyers. First of all, they'll write.
Yep.
They'll write the regulations.
And it's not going to benefit conservatives.
Benefit conservatives, it will not allow any competition to spring up. Because if you have a startup, you're going to have all of this burden of regulation on you. You won't be able to afford the regulation just to stay on the right side with the government. So they'll be able to afford it. So this is shutting the doors. This is what de Tocqueville said in Democracy in America. They'll kick the door behind them. So they won't let anybody else into the room. That's what they're doing. And so the real problem here is they're going to be regulated. So they'll be protected by the government.
Mm-hmm.
They will have written the rules. They will stop all other kind of competition coming up. So it will become a monopoly of you're going to have to deal with this. This is the group that is going to give you all of your information, and they will shut it out everywhere else. And the government can't do anything about your free speech because the Bill of Rights applies to the government.
Right. But removing the protections is separate from new regulation. Right, that removing the protections these companies get, as Pat was pointing out, when it comes to copyright violations and threats and all of these other things, is something that is different. Like that, Ted Cruz has talked about this a lot. I know a lot of people think that this is the way that you can get them to move in the right direction. To say, look, the only reason social networks exist is because they have these government protections against people posting on their platform things that are illegal.
I will push for that. I will support a push for that. I will do. That is the way to do it. I just don't think it'll happen.
Ted Cruz and Ben Sasse need to get behind that.
But it would ruin.
It's the only way to. It's the only way to stop this. This snowball from rolling down the hill. I think.
I mean,
it's
completely. It basically completely destroys their business if you do that.
Right.
And look, I don't. I don't necessarily see social media as a positive, frankly, to our society. Yeah. So I'm not necessarily crying about that.
Right.
But the fact is that if you have to just get on board with the rules of not going and doing, you know, actions that are really a publisher. You can't go and say, well, what we would like is all liberal content. You know, I mean, you can't do it with those protections.
Right. Right. If Steven Crowder hadn't have started the Mug Club. Now, think of this. If he hadn't have started the Mug Club under CRTV and now The Blaze, and he didn't have a way to make money through the subscriptions, think about what yesterday would have meant. They demonetized him, so go ahead, you can continue to make your shows, but we're not paying you for any of it. And this company, coincidentally, is not going to sell any of your merchandise anymore. Yesterday,
it would have been wiped out.
He would have been wiped out. Mm-hmm. He would have had to fire everybody. He would have had no money if it wasn't for his Mug Club, which is his version of, you know, a subscription to The Blaze. If he wouldn't have had that, he wouldn't have had anything other than a voice, but he couldn't have produced those shows without the money. Think of how quickly they are destroying lives.
Mm-hmm.
They just they can change their algorithm and put companies and people out of business and out of a job overnight.
And it's one of the reasons we started The Blaze, right? Because this was something that we saw coming a long time ago. And honestly, at times we went back and forth. Was it the right decision to do something on our own? Should we just be on doing this stuff on YouTube, on Facebook? Years ago, I remember having conversations like, maybe we went the wrong way. Maybe creating our own thing wasn't the right way. We should have just gone with where all the people are. Well, I think we're seeing that it was the right thing to do. Thank God we did it.
Thank God.
Because where else would, you know, yes, there's a couple of other options. You mentioned Daily Wire, you know, Bill O'Reilly's mostly, you know, Bill. You know, but still, it's like, where else would people go? There's nothing.
And I beg the other hosts. We don't have to even do business together. I don't care about the money. But if we don't stand together and create one platform, they're going to pick us off one by one. And I have to tell you, for the last 10 years, I have, because I know that it was a prompting to start The Blaze. It was named after The Blaze of God and George Whitefield's paper, The Blaze. It was started because I felt compelled. You're going to have a separate platform. It wasn't about money. It wasn't about anything. And we started it. And for the last 10 years, I've thought, what the hell are we doing? Why? This couldn't have... I mean, this doesn't make any sense. It cost almost every dime
money.
I had.
It's cost you money.
No, I never got paid from The Blaze.
Yeah.
Never have received a check from The Blaze. And it is... and I've missed my opportunity or my time to make lots of money in the business doing other things. But I was compelled to do this. And quite honestly, for probably the last 8 years, I've thought... maybe we've gone the wrong way. What is this? Now, today, especially, it is showing, no. This is why. Because it is happening. They are silencing, and we need your support. Biggest discount we have ever, ever offered today. Free speech is the promo code. Go to blazetv.com. Use the promo code free speech. Join us. You'll save like $30 on your year subscription. That's a third off. So please join us, blazetv.com/ or use the promo code free speech.
And it's going to get worse because YouTube just did this. We're going to remove all hate videos. Well, what's a hate video? Does that include people who hate Donald Trump? Does that include all those videos too?
Did you read what they said? It doesn't even have to violate their guidelines.
Right.
Right. They said Steven Crowder did not, none of the videos violated any of their guidelines.
It's chilling. That's chilling.
Chilling.
The wording is so weird. They said he did not violate the guidelines. And they say in the case of Crowder's channel, a thorough review said he did not violate any of our community guidelines. However, in the subsequent days, we saw the widespread harm to the YouTube community resulting from the ongoing pattern of egregious behavior. Took a deeper look and made the decision to suspend monetization.
Right.
What?
How?
What is that?
It's just the mob. This is democracy. Yeah, this is democracy. Mm-hmm. Mob rule. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be crushed underneath it. And first they'll come for us, but eventually they will come for you. And I mean that to people on the left and Democrats. This should concern you greatly. This is the loss
Except
of your freedom.
They don't care.
Yeah.
Well, they will. At some point, they will.
When they come for them, then they'll care. It's just going to be down the road a little ways.
When you have something that you believe, and you're like, wait a minute, I'm with you, and you're out of step at all, you're toast, man.
I mean, can you imagine living like that? I mean, think of this guy who works at Fox.
Like Biden. How about Biden?
Oh, yeah. Biden comes out and says he doesn't want federal funding.
There's a good example. I don't want to federally fund abortion. And he's getting torn to shreds by the left right now. They're trying to take him out because of it.
All right.
Amazing.
Thank you, Pat. Pat Gray from Pat Gray Unleashed.
I wish there was something I could subscribe to watch
his
show.
It's podcast.
Oh, no, or maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a subscription that I could get his show.
BlazeTV.com.
What promo code would I use, though, if I was there?
Free speech. Free speech.
Yes.
Is it free speech?
Free speech. I'm trying to make this easy for you. I'm setting you up. You still can't remember the stupid code. Free speech.
I subscribed
10
years ago.
That's true.
When the subscription was really expensive, apparently. All right. Steven Crowder's joining us in just a minute. Let me tell you about our sponsor this half hour. It is realestateagentsitrust.com. This is a free service to you. This is something that the real estate agents actually got together with us, and we said, all right, you guys want clients. We want our audience to be able to have an easy buying experience because I'm personally sick of it. So how about we help find the clients for the right agents that you may be or may not be you? We were talking to some of the best agents. Wall Street Journal does the 500, best real estate salespeople in the country every year. And we were talking to a lot of them about what is the secret? How do you know who a good real estate agent is? Well, they taught us. And so we started putting this team together of these real estate agents that meet that criteria. They had to jump one more hurdle. They had to be a fan of the show, listen to the show, have our same kind of sensibilities, because I want to be able to send you to a real estate agent that you're like, okay, I don't have to worry about, not talking about Donald Trump or worried about, well, we're Christian. Oh, I wanted somebody that you could trust and that could sell your home on time for the most amount of money and get you into the right home. So realestateagentsitrust.com. Usually it's within 5 minutes. Within an hour, you're going to have the right real estate agent in your area contacting you, and you'll get it done. It's realestateagentsitrust.com. Go there now. realestateagentsitrust.com. Steven Crowder is going to be on with us in just a few minutes, and I have a list of things that I would like you to do in the next few days. We're going to be talking about books and movies as well. We are progressing to a place that I hoped that we wouldn't. If you listen to this program, I summed it up in four things: that there would be polarization and civil unrest, it would get worse, economic destabilization, tech disruption, and trust implosion. The trust implosion is really what leads to a new world order. And I didn't know which one would happen first, but I really thought trust implosion would happen last. That's why I put it fourth. That is now happening right now. And this is a very, very dangerous phase, because this decides whether or not we have free speech or not in this nation. And Peter Thiel, please, we need someone building the tech for the voice of America. We've got to start thinking like revolutionaries, or voices will be lost. Join us at blazetv.com. Use free speech as the code.
You're
save.
You're listening to Glenn Beck. The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
It is so appropriate that today is D-Day. D-Day, the day the Allies pushed back against fascism and communism and socialism. Today, we have to issue a clarion call. For those who like freedom, the enemy is well fortified. Heavy protection and heavy reinforcements and armories. Push back on fascism, communism, and socialism. Will the Americans do it yet again? We talk to Stephen Crowder, the man that took the brunt of it yesterday with YouTube and the freedom of speech. We talk to him in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
All right, let's, Stu and I, talk to you about X-Chair. X-Chair is just the greatest chair. It's really, really comfortable. It's what both of us are sitting in. And when you sit in it, you sit up straight and not like, you know, not like one of those old chairs. But I can't believe, what was wrong with people in the old days? They were like these chairs that were so uncomfortable. Not like the straight chairs where you're sitting back and you're like, okay, this is uncomfortable. You're sitting up straight and yet well supported, and it just feels good on your back.
If you sit up in it, because at first I sat on the kind of the edge of it, and it doesn't, like, you know, when you're sitting on the edge of a chair, it's not what you're supposed to do.
That's a stool.
Right. When you sit up in it, you get the sort of, it almost doesn't even feel like you're sitting in the chair.
Right.
You just feel really comfortable.
Yeah.
And you're actually in the right position. And if you are a person who works from home, like so many people do now, I mean, you're spending so much time in that chair, you have to get a good chair.
So X-Chair is a chair we'd like you to try out. You get a 30-day money-back guarantee if you don't love it as much as we do. X-Chair, on sale now for $100 off. Go to xchairbeck.com. That's X-Chair, B-E-C-K.com, or 844-4-X-Chair. You can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month, or go to xchairbeck.com. Use the promo code X-Wheels, and you're going to receive a free set of the new X-Wheels with your X-Chair at xchairbeck.com. Yesterday was a very important day for freedom of speech, and our country seems split, and a lot of America is dead asleep. Stephen Crowder has been a guy who works really, really hard to, A, present intelligent information. He is a comedian, so it is funny, and he is really, really funny. That's why he connects with so many people. He has an audience of 4 million on YouTube alone. And he has spent a lot of time, he and his attorneys, with YouTube in their offices, asking them exactly, what are your guidelines? I don't want to violate your guidelines. He's a guy who pushes the envelope, but he also is smart enough to know what the rules are and play by the rules. Welcome to the program, Stephen Crowder.
Thank you for having me. I really want to get one of those X chairs because, as you can see, I just got back from the gym. I'm a little bit busy today, and this chair sucks. It's terrible. I don't know if you know, this is like a legendary design chair. People, you see it in all
right.
these films. I had one
those
a long time ago.
And it was awful. Those are awful.
Great. Well, at least we don't need them as a sponsor. You guys have X chair, but send us a couple. I'll take one. I'll use it.
All right. So, Stephen, tell me what yesterday was like, because yesterday morning I congratulated you on being cleared of an investigation on YouTube. And by yesterday afternoon, everything was different.
Well, I wouldn't say everything was different, but yes, it is very confusing. And by the way, that's by design. My attorney can't get the rules straight. The only information that we've been given from YouTube is verifiably false in the past. So that's all we know. The info that they've given us is not correct. And now they're releasing info on Twitter to the people who've been screaming the loudest. For people who don't understand the full context, we've been doing rebuttals for a long time. We have over 1,000 videos, and I think 10 of them were rebuttals to Vox. You know, Vox has had videos where they've outright pushed for an Australian gun ban, right? Mm-hmm. Where they've pushed for actual socialism, where they push for universal income. So we've rebutted them many times. And there happens to be a host who is a gay gentleman of Latino origin. And these are considered epithets, by the way, terms like gay, queer, and by the way, hear this, Mexican. So they got really upset. You can't say Mexican now. This was listed in a Vox article. Glenn, Mexican. What are the rules? I don't understand.
I have to tell you, Stephen, I can't take your hate speech anymore. I mean, this is getting a little out of hand.
I apologize to those in the Latinx community, which I don't even know what that means. So this guy screams and screams that he wants us banned from the platform. And YouTube, finally, they conducted an investigation. And they said, well, okay, he's not in violation of guidelines. Great. This guy screamed and moaned even more. By the way, a $1 billion company, Vox. Articles from New York Times, Washington Post, Vice. And this is what's so funny. You know about this with the media. The Washington Post wrote an article up where they had been talking with this guy back and forth for a very long time, and YouTube directly, from what you read in the article. They sent me an email at night that went through my merchandise website. There's a contact page on the website, by the way. And they said, by the way, you have like an hour to respond. We reached out to Steven, who was not available for comment. Well, no, I was eating a Hot Pocket, dummy. Like, I had 1 hour to myself. So anyway, this is what happens. And then YouTube says this is not a violation of guidelines. That's very clear. But his speech is offensive enough to be egregious that we have just booted him and completely demonetized all of his videos, meaning my whole channel, not a single video can be monetized. And that's, of course, why Mug Club is so important. You know, in partnership with The Blaze, people can join up right now at loudestcrowder.com/mugclub. There's a, I think at The Blaze, too, the promo code is free speech. They get $30 off for this right now. Thank God Vox has actually sold more memberships. That they should be employee of the month now that I think about it. We actually probably will put that into the commercial. Employee of the month, the Latinx gentleman of Vox. And look, he's bullying me.
So wait. I want to read the exact thing that YouTube put out, because it's
okay.
It's crazier than your explanation, which is pretty crazy. Even if a creator's content does not violate our community guidelines, we will take a look at the broader context and impact. And if their behavior is egregious and harms the broader community, we may take action. In the case of Crowder's channel, a thorough review over the weekend found that individually, the flagged videos did not violate our community guidelines. However, in the subsequent days, i.e. the mob rose up, we saw the widespread harm to the YouTube community resulting from the ongoing pattern of egregious behavior. Wait, what egregious behavior? None of that behavior violated your community guidelines.
At first, I thought they had the ghost of James Cagney write up, and it talked about hurting the broad community, which I thought was distasteful. But then they said, the impact. Wait, hold on a second. They demonetized me literally reading from pillar to post the Green New Deal. No commentary. They demonetize videos that change my mind, where we go on campus and have students simply discuss issues. I have almost nothing to do with it. This is the issue here, too. They've said now with a subsequent investigation, we've noticed these egregious offenses of guidelines. So this is something I want everyone to understand. If they think this is just about me, it's not. And we'll be okay because of The Blaze and because of Mug Club. So we appreciate the support. But for people out there who think that they won't come for you, let me explain this. Guidelines. Egregious violations. Okay, upon a subsequent investigation, they said days, it took days. Now, Google, YouTube is the biggest media company in the world. Google, Facebook, and then way down the list, Twitter, right? So wouldn't you think that if Google, YouTube, the Alphabet is the name of the parent company, ran an investigation for days, and we asked, hey, can you tell us what the violations were? Wouldn't you expect them to be able to provide something?
Yes.
Okay. Surprise. They did, but two. Out of the thousands of videos, two. Do you know what they were? One was called, it was an episode that we, an installment called the Trans Troop Ban. We had a transgender on the show. On that show, a conservative transgender. The show was about being open to hearing opinions from the transgender community, because not all of them are people like Vox trying to get different opinions banned. You can be transgender and happen to want lower taxes.
Dad, wait a minute. You're saying to me people are all individuals. Shut up with your hate, Steven Crowder.
Well, in this case, they could be two individuals. I'm not entirely sure on the two-spirited community anymore. Again, the rule book just keeps changing.
Right.
And then the other one was an interview with a woman who was a victim of sexual assault who talked about Islamic rape grooming gangs in the UK. Just like, you know, people have talked about this going on for a long time. Mm-hmm. It was an interview. These weren't even offensive videos. So out of the over 1,000 videos, after days of investigating, they gave my official legal counsel, my half-Asian lawyer, Bill Richmond, two examples.
Yeah.
By the way, it doesn't even say where in the episode something was offensive. And we've said this is, of course, incredibly ineffective. This is not a complete list. It's far from comprehensive. We need to know what's going on. Well, They haven't answered. But you've already run the investigation, YouTube. Are you inept or are you just being dishonest? The fact is, it's going to be harder and harder for them to find anything. They're trying to scrape for something. And honestly, I thought it would be easier. I mean, half the time when people say, did you, and they present me with a quote, I go, ooh, that reads rough, but sounds like me. Like, I don't run from it.
That's exactly what I used to say all the time. Yeah, it sounds like me. Probably. Yeah. I don't remember it. I mean, create so much content. I mean, we've said millions of words, and most of it, if not all of it, is unscripted, unplanned. Yeah,
right.
Probably said something stupid from time to time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The issue is no one knows the rules. No one knows the guidelines. And what they're doing is capitulating to people who scream the loudest.
They're saying that it doesn't matter what the guidelines even are. They've now formalized. Yeah, we're just whatever we feel. Whatever we feel.
Well, and here's also the problem, too. I think conservatives make the wrong argument when they just say censorship. This is corporate censorship. This is bullying and corporate intimidation. Because, listen, you have $1 billion, Vox, or you have, like, Young Turks, 20 million from, what was it, Al Jazeera, Qatar. We're funded by porcelain campfire mugs, for crying out loud. So when you compare it, it really is favoring the big sort of media conglomerates. That's what we're dealing with. And something else here that I think is at play that people need to understand is YouTube built their entire platform off the backs of original content creators. So when we started on YouTube, my brother actually was one of the first original partners in 2006.
Wow.
There was a lot of competition, Glenn. There was, I think, LiveLeak. There were a bunch of other websites. Now, what did YouTube do? This was before they were purchased from Google. They said, you know what? We know that we know that you have many other options. Thank you for flying Qantas. They said, we know that you have other options when it comes to uploading your video content. We've never created original content. This is entirely user-based. So here's what we'll do. If you promise us that you'll upload your content to YouTube, we're going to share the revenue with you. And what did that do? That eliminated all competition because YouTube was the only place that would do a revenue split. Great, free market. Then when they grow big enough and NBC Universal or Disney comes in and wants to take advantage of this platform, they pull the rug out from under the people who have built the platform. Come to us, we'll pay you. That's how they beat the competition. Then they say, all right, we're no longer going to pay you and we're going to ban you. You courted our business. You told us this is where you wanted us. And now you're giving us the boot without giving us any rules, without giving us any clear guidelines. It's dishonest business practices. That's what's going on here.
You know, it's the same way, though. I mean, Facebook is a company that has never received more free advertising. I don't know of another company that has received as much free advertising. And when Facebook first started, the deal was, and they would ask us, they courted us. They would fly into our offices and say, hey, here's how you do it. Here's how we can help you. Blah, 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 blah. Let's build a community. Help us build this community. It's a direct relationship with you and your listeners and your viewers. It was fantastic. That's great. Now, I can't even get to the millions of people who went and said, I want Glenn Beck's opinion. I want his posts. I can't get to them. They're banning me from them.
I know they're banning you from your fans. These aren't people who are protesting
right.
you. Like, hey, I want to know what he's saying. No, we can't allow that to happen. Why is that, Zuckerberg? Must drink water. The guy is just so... I'm not convinced that he wasn't sent back from Skynet. Here's... Same thing with YouTube. By the way, let me be really clear about this. I would take complete... Well, I can't say I would take... We've already been completely demonetized. Like, let's be honest. I've lost my cards there. But I would be glad in taking complete total demonetization if it just meant that we still got to reach the viewers that have subscribed to the channel.
Correct.
Number one conservative YouTube channel of all time, highest interaction rates of any news channel out there. So that's really the hill that I'm willing to die on. It doesn't seem like right now they sent us an email saying none of that has changed. We haven't been classified as borderline content.
Oh, you will
so
be.
So we'll wait and see. Well, you know, you never know. They've kind of backed themselves into a corner, and I don't think they anticipated the backlash.
This is true.
I think.
I tell you, Stephen, the Blaze is borderline content. Glenn Beck, borderline content. I mean, it is just a matter of time. You are the lightning rod right now. And they will. I mean, when people were coming after Alex Jones and I stood for him, I think you stood for him, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I agree with him on almost nothing, but I had him on my show
exactly
and talked about
right.
it.
Exactly right. I don't like the guy. I don't agree with him, but I stood up for him. And people who didn't like, well, he's Alex Jones. He's crazy. Okay, wait until they come for somebody you like. Well, they just have. They just have. Right. And it is growing exponentially, and they are getting bolder and bolder. And
well, here's the problem, too, though. I think they really backed themselves into a corner, because with this purge, keep in mind, too, when they released, now we have new policies for white supremacists, and Vox considers Tucker Carlson a white supremacist. They consider Nigel Farage a white supremacist.
Right.
So they said, you know, we've purged thousands of videos. Keep in mind that at least 1,000 of those videos are this guy's. So when you read about the thousands of videos purged under white supremacist label, and there's no delineation, I'm one of those notorious pro-Israel white supremacists with a biracial producer. That's, right. You know, that's me. Right. I meet with the Klan on Sundays. Right. It really is remarkable. But now the thing is, they've used these guys. They've now started completely booting history channels that simply cover historical events.
Yep.
They started booting news channels, many of which are left, that simply cover right issues. And a lot of these people are now pushing back. This is the first time I will say this, Glenn. The the Vox adpocalypse was trending all night last night. And the backlash from not conservatives, but from the entire entertainment and YouTube creator community, this is the first time this has happened, where they've banded together, was so much worse than an angry gentleman and scholar of Latino origin who happens to be attracted to the same sex, which is brave and beautiful at Vox. The backlash was so much worse from every... I don't want you to get put on borderline here, Glenn. I'm looking
Thank you. I appreciate
you
it. No, I appreciate it.
It's so much worse than they anticipated just coming from Media Matters, that I think now they're going to have to readjust, or they know that they are going to hemorrhage users. And for people out there, you need to understand this. YouTube, their currency is their user. Their currency is their viewer, okay? And their currency is only as valuable as the trust that the viewer has in the platform. And right now, that trust is degrading very quickly, and I don't think they anticipated it. Let me one more point here. This is just hysterical to me.
Quickly.
The Vox guy said YouTube was supposed to be a queer space. What? 2%? He used the word queer, by the way. Not me. It's hate speech if I say it, but he used the words queer space. That's 2% of population Earth. 50% of population Earth is conservative. And if you look at people who don't believe that conservatives should be milkshaked or banned, you're probably looking at 7.5 at least. YouTube's supposed to be a space for everyone. So if YouTube capitulates here, it's not about YouTube siding with the left. It's about them siding with the 2% versus the 98%. We need to keep that in perspective.
All right. Back with Steven Crowder in just a second. In 1 minute. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened to somebody else yesterday. And this one was from Twitter, but the demands of Twitter, very reasonable. Very, very reasonable. Here is our sponsor this half hour. It's LifeLock. Security researchers recently discovered hackers have breached an analytics service and an open source project modifying the files to embed malicious code on just 4,600 websites. The malicious code can log content users' info into data fields secretly, and then send that information to a server in Panama. But nothing bad ever happens in Panama. This is cybercrime, and you're just not going to be able to keep up with it. There is one company that has a U.S.-based restoration specialist. They're monitoring as much as anybody possibly can. Nobody can monitor everything. But they monitor everything they possibly can. They see some of the things that you're just not going to be able to see. And they keep up with stories like this. And so if it happens to you, God forbid, they have a U.S.-based restoration specialist to work to fix it. They're going to try to prevent it. And then if it does happen, fix it. That's fantastic. It's LifeLock. Nobody can prevent all identity theft and monitor all transactions at all businesses, but they see the threats that you might miss. Get 10% off your first year right now by using the promo code BECK, 800-LIFELOCK, or head over to LifeLock.com. That's LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code BECK for 10% off. 10 seconds for station ID. So, Stephen, somebody else had some problems yesterday. Lila Rose from Live Action, she had a problem yesterday with Twitter. Twitter banned Live Action and her account from all ads. When asked why, Twitter said she could resume ads, but only if they would comply and she would delete the following content from her Twitter feed and the Live Action website. So all that Lila Rose and Live Action, this, you know, pro-life website, has to do is remove anything from Twitter or their website about abortion procedures, quote, anything about abortion procedures, anything about investigations of Planned Parenthood, and all ultrasound images. But that's all she has to do.
Right. I wonder if that same rule applies to Planned Parenthood. You know, they banned me from ads on Twitter a long time ago, which is funny because they actually, again, courted me and told me to advertise on Twitter. So that's some money I'll never get back. But I would be concerned if I hadn't already been banned from ads, if only because this wouldn't bode well for me since I went in as a transgender woman at Planned Parenthood and tested positive on a pregnancy test. And by the way,
I saw that episode, apologies. By the way. Brilliant.
Yes. Apologies to the woman on Craigslist whose pregnant urine we, I don't think illegally, but certainly surreptitiously obtained. Should have been more forthright about the purposes for it for the video.
It was crazy. You stood there with a doctor, clearly a guy, saying you're pregnant. And yeah. The doctor just will not address the fact that you can't be pregnant.
Yeah, by the way, if you test positive as a man on a pregnancy test, it's right. indicative of testicular cancer. People right. need to know that.
Right.
So it's again, we've reached the age where truth does not matter. We're
okay.
At this point, not only.
Hang on. Back with Steven Crowder in just a second. And this time I'm going to let him talk, I promise.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Relief Factor. If you're in constant pain, you're not alone. Now, inflammation is what makes our pain, and really can lead to all kinds of bad things in your body. I didn't want to try Relief Factor. I mean, it's like, it's natural. It's made from plants. Please, what's that going to do? 100% natural, 100% drug free, created by doctors, and it works. I know. Who would have guessed it? There's secrets in nature that maybe, you know, Dow Chemical doesn't understand. So if you want your quality of life back, you want to get out of pain, reduce your inflammation, try Relief Factor. It does work. I take it 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I've taken it for about 18 months now and it's dramatically changed my life. 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. Mr. Steven Crowder is with us now. Steven, if you hadn't have started your mug club and had the subscribers, you would have probably been firing people today, don't you think? Would you? If you were an average person that was just creating content on YouTube, you'd be freaked out of your mind.
Yeah, or I'd probably just be doing a lot of meth. So, you know, because I don't necessarily know that I would be responsible in the pressure cooker. No, yeah, that's absolutely correct. And that's what my concern is the smaller guy after us. You know, we're really fortunate that we've built a big following and fortunate. But yeah, we've worked really hard to do it. Mm-hmm. But this was kind of, you know, it was seen as the Wild West of the Internet. People use that term a lot. The Wild West, the Internet, or the bathroom wall of society. It's kind of both. But the thing is, the value there was that the gatekeepers didn't really have the same kind of sway. Anyone could start a podcast. Anyone could start a show. You had kids who were creating YouTube channels and were just dominating some of the biggest networks, right? Mm-hmm. Well, now the big networks have said, hold on a second. We want access to those eyeballs. And so not only do they spend more money, but they exert pressure, political pressure, social pressure on these companies to try and give them a leg up. That's what we're seeing with NBC Vox. That's what you see with companies like Disney and Vice. So what worries me is that there might not be the ability for someone else like me to come up in the next few years. That's what's so concerning. So we are going to be fine. And if people want to support, they can join up at lottowithcrowder.com/mugclub. And of course, we're with The Blaze. You get access to all the content there. There's a $30 off special right now if you use the promo code free speech. But yeah, if we didn't have it, I mean, let's talk about bullying for a second. They say that I'm bullying, even though I went after Vox when I had a tenth of the subscribers, just because he happens to be a quote unquote queer producer, his words, not mine. Please don't remove me for hate speech. So that's considered bullying. But trying to remove the ability of one and his 15 employees to make a living is not. And what about advocating battery and assault against conservatives? How is that not bullying? We have to look at actions of people and not just whether they're a part of the marginalized group of the day. And in this case, this is a serious case of bullying, which really would have had ultimately much more severe ramifications. And this is something else. When we talk about bullying, you know why bullying is so bad in high school or in the workplace? It's because it's chronic. It's because it's systemic, right? You still have to go to that school the next day and the bully's there. You still have to go into work the next day. And if your supervisor's a bully, he's still there. The difference is when we have videos that we do rebuttals, it's entirely voluntary to watch it. Making sure that none of our staff has the ability to make a living, that is far more in line with the idea of systemic, chronic bullying that you would see in high school.
Here's one of the tweets that he has tweeted out, and I just this is beyond bullying. Listen to this. Get back to me when you're ready to personally assassinate people I find annoying on Twitter. Then we'll talk. Now, I could take this to the extreme and say, he's calling for the assassination of Steven Crowder. No, I think he means personally assassinate people on Twitter, personally assassinate people, because he is a very, very big guy on humiliate people, make a statement, make people dread being in public and have and having another opinion. How is this? How is this not bullying?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that tweet, but I certainly am familiar with the tweets where he talked about milkshaking people. He's like, it's just a milkshake. Well, there could be acid in that milkshake. I'm certainly familiar with, you know, his tweets implying that I'm a homosexual who's lying to my wife, which, by the way, I don't really care. To me, if you say, oh, Steven's secretly gay, I guess it means that I've done enough push-ups recently. It doesn't bother me. Okay? It's not that big of a deal. But doesn't that – what do we do now, YouTube? If sexual orientation is a violation of not a violation of guidelines, but if it's sort of egregious and it's not really acceptable, well, what about when you combine it with libel or slander, saying that I'm secretly gay? He's weaponized sexuality against me. Is it just because I happen to be straight? That's not what he claims. That's this person and Vox as a whole, they've made it very clear. They've said this is not about Steven Crowder. This is about making it a safe space, a queer space, is what he talked about, actually, this one person. But Vox said, until these people are completely removed from these social media platforms. They've also, this all the way, by the way, this all stems from a very recent video that we rebutted from Vox, where they talked about how the important role of journalism, the most important role of journalists, is to determine what information the public gets, is to be the gatekeeper. That was what we rebutted. They literally said the primary role of journalism is to decide what information the public gets to know and what they don't. And we said, that's actually not the role of journalism. And that's what set this guy off.
That is one of the things, you know, I've told this story before. Before 2008, I talked to a very big financial journalist and very big. And I was on this individual show. And we were talking about the economy. And I said, look, this thing is there's a meltdown coming. These home loans and everything else have been out of control for too long. And there's a giant meltdown coming. We got off the air and he said, he looked at me and he said, you're one of the most irresponsible people I have ever met. And I said, are you kidding me? I said, wait, are you disagreeing that this is coming? He said, no, I agree with you. We all know it's coming, but we have a responsibility to keep that away from the American people so they don't panic. And I said, panic comes from not knowing the truth.
I know who you're talking about. It was the mayor of Amity in Jaws. I'm not going to shut this down on 4th of July weekend, all because someone yells about some big fish, see? I mean, I don't know. I'm very tired, and I'm tired of this whole situation. We're very fortunate, but man, it really makes me concerned for the next generation, for people coming up after me. And this is one, it just doesn't really even enter into our mindset. I would never think of trying to get somebody outright banned and removing their ability to make a living because they disagree with me.
Right.
Let alone, I would never think of getting someone banned because they said I'm secretly a closeted homosexual. It doesn't bother me for someone saying that I'm a jerk, for someone saying that I suck, even for someone saying that I'm a racist. People say this stuff all the time, racist, sexist, homophobe. All right, that's fine. I don't try to get them banned. This is it's a big difference, and that's dishonest. That's libel, that's slander. That actually is an actionable offense.
So
that being said, these people want to ban opinions they don't agree with, and it's not about a private company being able to choose what they can and won't allow on their platform. They'll allow it, and they'll court you until they make enough money and then decide that they want to change the rules. That's the issue.
You know, people say that people on the left say it's white people who are just worried about losing their power. No, this is the media. worried about losing their power. This is the left worried about losing their monopoly. What Americans should be upset about is losing their voice, their opinions, their traditions. I have any tradition you want. I don't care. Talk about it, celebrate it, whatever. Don't tell me what traditions I have to have or celebrate. Don't tell me what my opinion can and cannot be. The real problem here is we have these mega corporations that are now saying, please, federal government, please regulate us. I don't know about you, Stephen, but I know you run your show. I run my show. There's not a time, a thought. There's not one brain cell that has ever said, boy, I wish we had more regulation. That is insane. What they're wanting is more regulation to shut out anybody else from competing with them, because they'll be able to afford all the attorneys and everything else. Then they'll control the portals. You'll have to go through them. And freedom of speech literally is dead then, because they will be in groupthink, and the Bill of Rights applies to the government, not to a private corporation.
Well, that depends, again, if they're a public platform or a publisher, and that's the big argument. They want regulations, but that's where I want to do the Aladdin, say, okay, you want to be the world's most powerful genie? And everything that comes with it, you now are beholden to the regulations of a public platform. No! That's what you're going to see happen. Because that means then you cannot allow certain voices while banning others, just like you can't do that on a phone line. Now, if they're a publisher...
Yeah, but they have that, and the government has allowed them to get away with this kind of behavior.
Exactly, and but the point is, when they say they want regulations, they support things, for example, like net neutrality. That's another thing that people understand. Why? Yeah. Because they know they can survive the bureaucratic red tape.
Correct.
But they don't want to be put in the hot seat and have to formally declare if they are a publishing website, if they're a publishing platform, I guess, or a public platform, a public utility, but they want the benefits of being a public utility. So I'm not looking for stringent regulation. I think if they want regulation, we say, okay, the first step right now, Susan Wojcicki, Google, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, Jack Dorsey, Twitter, we're going to sit you down. Are you a publisher or are you a platform? And then hold them to it. Because guess what? If they say they're a platform, what we're talking about right now is no longer a problem. If they say they're a publisher, well, that's going to change everything. And their stock price is going to change pretty dramatically, too. But they do have to decide. They can't get the benefits of both.
I agree with you. And I think that's exactly what conservatives should push for. I'm not sure that there's enough spine in Congress and the Senate to actually get that through without all kinds of other loopholes and stuff. They should just go for that. Publisher or platform, which is it going to be? That's enough that would solve all of this. Whether Washington will do it or not is another story. Stephen, thank you so much for everything. Thank you for leading the charge. Thank you for being smart enough to know what the guidelines and the rules are. You're not just... Too many people just get into this business like, I'm going to break all the rules because I'm a trendsetter and I'm a rebel. You actually know what the guidelines and the rules are, and that's the only reason we can have a reasoned debate and a responsible position on this beachhead. And I thank you for leading the way on it. Thank you, Stephen.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know the rules or guidelines anymore, but that was true yesterday, so I'll keep you posted.
I know. Thank you very much. Stephen Crowder, Louder with Crowder. You can get him on The Blaze. Join his mug club. You can join The Blaze. Today, we have a special going on. We have never, ever had a special like this ever before. It's 30% off. If you want to join for a year, you can join us. It's $69 to join for a year.
For a year.
And do it now. Just go to blazetv.com and use the promo code free speech. When you do that, you'll get that discount. Please, if you don't like Stephen, you don't like me or Mark Levin or anybody else, all these people on The Blaze now, please, I beg you, go subscribe to Bill O'Reilly. Go subscribe to not Mark Levin. He's with us now. Ben Shapiro, Dave Rubin. But please, you have to support these voices because they're being taken out one by one. One other thing. I'm going to give you a list of things I'd like you to do today that don't cost you anything except maybe 5 minutes of your time. And I need you to do these things because it's going to get harder and harder as the days go on to be in contact with you. And we want to make sure that we are always in contact. So there are things that I'm going to ask you to do today. And subscribing to The Blaze is just one of them. But if you have no money or you can support us in other ways, good. I'll give you a list of five things that you can do. Take you 5 minutes today to do them. And they will go a long way in supporting voices like Steven, voices like mine, oof, even voices like Stu, which is hard to believe that we're trying to defend that, but...
Thank you. I'd like to try out a new game if we could after the commercial, which would be a conspiracy theory or basic PR maneuver.
Okay.
That's the game. All right. I want to see. I want to give you this, and you tell me if it's a conspiracy theory or a basic PR maneuver.
Okay. All right. We'll do that coming up in just a second. First, let me tell you about My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is, I started the show today with 15 years ago, I saw this in the cards. And I hoped that we wouldn't get there, but we tried to build a platform where it could withstand this. And here we are. Now, I've seen other things in the cards, and I hope we don't get there. But you got to prepare. If it wasn't for The Blaze today, I don't know where Steven would be. I don't know what would have happened. He started the Mug Club on CRTV, which is now part of The Blaze. If it wasn't for that, we're going to come to a time where an emergency is going to happen. Some sort of emergency. It might last 3 days. Might be snow. But something's going to happen, and you're going to need to be able to take care of your family and not have to worry about any of the essentials. Right now, you can get a 1 week food supply in an ammo can. You just check it out now online at preparewithglenn.com, but it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it's 50% off this week. 50% off. So you have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for a week. At 50% off, you can get one for each of your families, family members. But it is important that you have a go-to, a bug-out bag, a way to be able to survive when the unthinkable happens in your life. PrepareWithGlenn.com. Call 800-271-63, 800-271-63. PrepareWithGlenn.com.
All right, welcome to a new edition of Conspiracy Theory. Or basic PR maneuver.
All right.
Glenn, you're the contestant.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Topic is YouTube.
It's good to be here, Bob.
Yeah, I just said the
topic.
Love
you. Watch your show every day.
Thank you very much.
YouTube. Okay. Got it. Okay, love YouTube. It. All right. I use it all the time.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
So you hear a lot of controversy about Steven Crowder.
You
have a massive... I mean, that's the story of YouTube, right? If you were going to say, what is the story right now about YouTube? You'd say Steven Crowder's
a racist.
And you'd say they just released a massive new policy against white supremacists and other extremists.
Yes.
And they released it now.
Is there a question
and
coming
what's
to
what's the
case?
Story now but Steven Crowder and white supremacists, right?
Right.
Let me give you another story that happened this week.
Hey,
from the freaking New York Times.
Feeling less and less like a game show.
Is this a conspiracy theory that these are tied together, or... is it a basic PR maneuver?
Okay.
Earlier this week, massive investigation on the New York Times. Title, On YouTube's Digital Playground, An Open Gate for Pedophiles. In which they go through thousands and thousands of pages. Not just people who are intentionally serving material to pedophiles. But the fact that YouTube's recommendation algorithm is actually sending pedophiles... two home videos of young children playing in pools in their backyard. So when I say that maybe they're doing this to squash this other pedophile scandal they got going on, is that a conspiracy theory or a basic PR maneuver?
This is the hardest game to figure out how to...
Is it a... am I making it up? Is it a conspiracy or is it a basic PR maneuver? Is it real?
Well, because I listen to mainstream media, it's a conspiracy theory.
You're a dumb contestant, sir.
What?
The fusion of entertainment and enlightenment.
Today is a day, really, that has pretty much been all about free speech. And I'm going to introduce you to somebody who has been banned. And when I say introduce you to him, you might have already seen him. He's a comedian, and he's a guy that was on Facebook, and he wasn't going public with some of his rants. One night, he just decided, I'm going to push the public button. And his views went from 2 to over 42 million. And then Facebook decided, hey, no, you're not to do that, and has been banned from Facebook. Wait until you hear what he did that got him banned. It's incredible. Freedom of speech on the ropes in America in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I remember my first car. I should have known. I was so excited to buy it. It was a 1969 MGB. And I drove down to Seattle to get it. And it was used. It was really sketchy. It was like, you know, you don't really even have a sign here. No, we're just here for the day. But I went down to buy it. And I'll never forget the salesman, as I was pulling away. I was so excited for this car. As I was pulling away, he said, now you do remember that this is as is. That should have been the warning sign. Car broke down halfway home.
Didn't even make it home.
I had to tow it. My dad, the tow truck came in with my brand new car. My dad looked at me and said, well, you made a good choice.
As an owner of an MG, I can confirm this story true. Yes.
And you love...
I love those cars, but man...
I love those cars. They're pieces of garbage. Anyway, I wish I would have had Car Shield, because Car Shield, when it broke down, they would have come and picked me up, given me a rental car while it was being fixed, and they would have done all the roadside assistance as part of my warranty. Here's the thing. When your warranty goes out, you need extended coverage, and that's what Car Shield does. I have them on my two old trucks, on one of my trucks. Oh my gosh, I was so glad I had Car Shield. I walked in and I said, how much is it? Well, we found a sensor and there's some other things that had to be fixed, so it was $6,000. And I was like, what? You should have called me. I don't think the truck is worth $6,000. They said, oh no, we just called Car Shield because you said you had it. And I said, yeah. And they said, yeah, so they took care of it. So it's $139. And I'm like, that's right. Is there anything else you can fix on that truck? Call now, 800-CAR-6000, carshield.com, 800-CAR-6000. Use the promo code Beck, and you're going to save 10% on your first year of coverage. It's CAR-6000, 800-CAR-6000, or carshield.com. Make sure you use the promo code Beck. Terrence Williams is described as a born actor and comedian. With a passion to perform, he is one of the hottest viral internet sensations with an online following now of nearly a million strong. He was raised and born here in the Dallas kind of area, or the Texas area, in a little place I'm not too familiar with called Oklahoma. He decided one night, he was just a working stiff, and he decided I'm going to push that public button on my Facebook page. And literally, like, two people had been watching his stuff, and in a very short term, his videos went to 42 million on Facebook. What did that feel like?
First of all, Glenn, don't ever put Oklahoma and Texas in the same sentence, okay?
Amen on that, brother.
I will fight you, but I'm recovering from a wreck that I had 3 months ago. Yes, I didn't have any followers. I wasn't even active on social media. I wasn't even looking to be famous at all on social media. And I decided to make a video one day, because I just got tired of people saying, Terrence, complaining about America. I would get on Facebook and my friends would be like, Terrence, let's move back to Africa. Move back. I've never been to Africa. So I say, you know what? I'm about to make a video real quick because I'm sick of this mess. And I heard you can go live on Facebook. This is when the live future just started. Just starting. So I went live and I was eating a piece of chicken because I was on my lunch break. So people thought that was all set up. Like, why he eat a piece of chicken and he black? Why he talking? Who don't eat chicken? So Facebook came after me for eating chicken.
Seriously?
Because people said it was racist because I'm a black man on Facebook eating chicken. But last time I checked,
I ate chicken last night and I think on Sunday.
Black people eat chicken. White people eat chicken. Hispanics eat. Matter of fact, white people eat more chicken than black people. But white people, sometimes they hide their chicken, like chicken noodle soup, chicken pie pie, chicken dumpling. I'm like, dang, Becky, you eat more chicken than me. You know? And I did notice a lot of white folks, they, you know, black folks, we tend to go, you know, we tend to go to the chicken places, you know, after 5 o'clock, because we just got off work, you know, 7 o'clock for dinner. But the white folks, they get there early, 11 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
11 o'clock in the morning, so we don't see them there.
Right.
But they be there before we get there. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I made this video just saying, like, you know, like, this is a, trying to explain to people, this is the greatest country in the world. The great, and if it wasn't the greatest country, why is everybody moving here? Why is everybody moving here? Why do you want to go back to Africa? Because first of all, now anything I say on this radio station has nothing to do with Blaze TV, has nothing to do with Glenn Beck. So
that won't help. That won't help. But go ahead.
Yeah.
I can't believe Glenn Beck had that that racist on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's black, but he's black people can't be racist, but he is.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, now they said black people can't be racist.
Mm.
But for some reason I'm racist.
You're racist.
Because I'm a conservative black.
Right. Right,
I didn't know that.
Let's stop with the code. It means white.
Yes, I'm a white man because people do say I'm a part of the KKK.
What?
Yes.
Seriously?
I promise you. Seriously.
Well, you are wearing a white T-shirt.
Yes, I am.
Is it a hooded T-shirt? But you're just, your Klan pointy hood comes over the top?
I plead the fifth.
Did you join the Klan online? Because I don't think in person it would go that well.
I plead the fifth. Mm-hmm. I plead the fifth. But, you know, this is the greatest country in the world. And I was just basically telling people, like, you know, trying to explain to people, why would you want to move to Africa? I know that's where, I know that's where some of black people ancestors are from. I don't know about mine, because I got Indian in me, you know, I got a little Irish in me. You can't see it, but I do, you know, I'm mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I was basically just telling people, like, listen, these people are moving here for a reason, because this is the greatest country in the world. So why would you want to move there? And first of all, our people in Africa sold us into slavery, you know, they sold us into slavery. And, you know, yes, it was wrong, but we were sold into slavery by our own people, and it was wrong, but you know what? It turned out great, because now we are in a country with, thousands of opportunities, that we didn't have at first. You can be, no matter your color, no matter where you come from, no matter what neighborhood you come from, no matter what family you are born into, you can be whatever you want to be in this country, no matter what.
You can.
So why would you want to move there when they're moving here? Because they can't do what we can do.
So when you were growing up, did you think maybe someday I could be banned by Facebook?
You know what? That was my biggest fear.
That was my biggest fear. Yeah, yeah.
That was my biggest fear growing up. You know,
right.
when I graduated high school, I was so scared.
Right.
You know, my first time going to jail was when Facebook locked me up in a Facebook County jail.
Wow.
I couldn't send my auntie a happy birthday text.
Right. Holy
cow. I was trying to check on my exes.
Right.
I was trying to snoop.
Right.
I couldn't do anything, you know?
Couldn't do any of it.
Yeah.
Boy, that's horrible.
So, but I was once banned because I posted a screenshot of the death threats that I received from a lot of people. And it was a screenshot of almost about 20 screenshots of people saying they're going to kill me, calling me an Uncle Tom, calling me a coon, calling me just names that are out of this world.
So,
and Facebook banned me because they said the fact that I posted them, and you know, I didn't mark out any names.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're sending me death threats, I need everybody to know.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just in case something happened.
Right.
So they know where to go look. But Facebook said that's a form of bullying. by putting them on blast.
So wait. Were those people banned?
No, I was banned.
No, I know that. But were they also banned?
Nah. Nah.
So they were threatening, which is more... Well, it's bullying, but it's more like threatening someone with their life. And they didn't get banned, but you got banned for posting their public posts.
Their public posts and their message. And it was a lot of messages also that they sent me in my inbox. Mm-hmm. And other people in Facebook, they were saying that, well, they sent you the messages privately, so you should have kept it private. But when you message me.
So wait a minute. Maybe that's where Hitler went wrong. Instead of writing it in a public book, he should have just printed it and then personally delivered it to all the Jews. Then that was a private issue. And that way, if a Jew stood up and said, hey, Hitler's threatening to gas us all. Then Facebook could have said, how dare you say that about the dear leader?
Exactly.
He went to your house privately to say that to you.
Yes. And I'm not going to lie to you, Glenn. I was hurt. That was the first time Facebook hurt my feelings because I thought they were. I took them screenshots. I said, yeah, Facebook about to ban all y'all. You know, I said, I'm snitching on everybody. And I said, I'm snitching on everybody, you know. And then I turned around. I tried to log in. I said, it's my auntie's birthday. I'm gonna go post on her page. You know, a couple balloons and I tried to sign in. I'm like, why is not sign? What's going on? That's how I sound. I said, what's going on? So I said, no, I said, these dang iPhones. I said, let me uninstall this app real quick. It's always acting up. So I uninstalled the app, turned the phone off. Did a reset, and still couldn't log back on. And then they sent me a message saying, you know, Terrence, you've been banned, buddy. You know, you in time.
How long
out.
Did that last? Did you call them? Did you write them? Did you?
I had to get on Twitter to have some of the people who followed me, you know, tag Facebook and go after them. And I had people sending out. I had people. People were making blogs and all this stuff. And then Facebook reached out and said, "Oh, we are so sorry. It was an accident. It was an accident.
Yeah, those accidents.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah. It happens. Yeah.
They
said,
"Oh, yeah, it was an accident, but it was not an accident because they don't make them accidents with liberals. Mm-hmm. I never hear liberals on Facebook or Twitter. Well, until recently, you know, some of them have been banned now." But you never hear them complaining about being banned for nothing. Mm-hmm. You never hear about that. Mm-hmm. But you hear about it with us, with, you know, conservatives or Trump supporters or people are just free thinkers, period. Free thinkers, period. And it's been hard. Then people tell me, well, Terrence, you kicked out the black community, too. There were some of the messages that I received.
Wait a minute. You were kicked out of the black community?
They say you are kicked out the black community.
Is there a place you guys all meet? Or something? I mean, I didn't know it was an official club.
I've been banned from all the barbecues. Ever since
you can't go into a barber shop anymore either.
Ever since I announced my support for Trump, I've been banned from all barbecues. I've been banned. They said, Terrence, you kicked out the black community. And I said, well, what does that mean? What do you mean I'm kicked out the black community? What is the disadvantage? Because I never knew what the benefit was. What do you mean I'm kicked out the black community? And I said, and half of y'all owe me money, so before you kick me out, pay me back.
Terrence Williams. You can follow him at terrencekwilliams.com. His Twitter is at @W_Terrence. We'll have more with him in just a second. First, our sponsor this half hour for 1 minute is Norton Security. Now, Norton has been doing internet security and security on our computers forever. Right now, they are offering a secure VPN. And a VPN means that Mark Zuckerberg is not tracking you all the time. Google is not tracking you all the time. Nobody is buying and selling your information. That is really important. This is the thing that you'll always see, where is this coming from? And then they go to the big screen in the NSA, and they're like, it's in China. No, it's in London. No, it's in Brussels. Whatever. That's what a VPN is, and you can have one now. It's $3.33 a month. You just download this app, you put in the passcode one time, and then you log on, and everything, you know, all of your devices have a virtual private network from Norton, a company that you can trust. Go to Norton.com/VPN. Protection now starts at $3.33 a month. It's Norton.com/VPN. We break for 10 seconds. Station ID. Terrence just looked at me and said, I'm trying to be good. And I'm like, well, what is bad like with you?
Yeah. What is bad like? Man, I haven't done an interview in over 4 months. This is my first one. This actually,
is it really?
Yeah, because I was in a wreck on my way. I was going to the White House. I was going to the Black History event that Trump was putting on at the White House. Mm-hmm.
Did he know that you had been kicked out of the black community?
Did he know?
Yeah, did he know that you've been kicked out of the black community?
Yeah, because I asked him, could I move in? They got nowhere to go.
So you're a very outspoken Trump supporter.
Yeah, I'm very outspoken.
Okay,
yeah.
Are you is the conservative in you new? Have you always been that? How did you come to the GOP and conservatives, or is this a Trump thing?
You know, no, it's actually not a Trump thing, because I was able to first, you know, my first time being able to vote was when Obama ran, and I didn't like him.
You didn't like him?
I didn't like him.
Yeah.
I said he just seemed like a snake, just too good to be true. You know, I grew up in foster care, and I've been in like over 10 different homes ever since from preschool. I didn't get adopted till I was 15. Mm. So I know liars when I see them, okay? Because I done been in and out of homes dealing with all kinds of adults. And I know liars. I know snakes. I know too good to be true, because I done been in homes where the family's like, oh, we're going to be so sweet to him. I get in there and, oh, good Lord, I called my counselor, can you please come get me?
Wow.
These people are lying. They lied to you. But I just didn't like them, you know, and I didn't even, and at the time, I never called myself a conservative or a Republican, but I've always leaned toward that for some reason. And my family and friends knew it also, but they didn't care, you know, until people started following me. And I grew up with, you know, liberal families, you know,
right.
I mean, well, all the foster homes that I've been in, they've been all liberal, but I never agreed with none of them.
Why did people not care about this until you started getting followers? Now they suddenly care. Why?
You know what? That's a scientific question because I really don't know. I honestly don't know. But you know what? I guess when people see that, now you can talk about whatever you want to. People really don't care unless, and if they don't agree with it, but if they see thousands of people agreeing with you,
yeah,
then it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because they say, okay, you got people's attention.
Have you lost friends or family relationships because of?
Oh, yes, I have. When I make that first video, I had friends that I went to school with that I thought we were best friends. We were good friends, and they cut me off. They told me I couldn't come. This is real. They told me I couldn't come to the high school reunion, and some of them didn't even graduate. You don't need to go anyway. What you going for? You didn't even walk. Okay.
Wow.
But seriously, people, some of my friends, they made response videos to my video crying. literally tears coming down. I can't believe you said that. I can't, but you know, because you, what I was talking about, like, you know, quit. And I was telling people, quit blaming, you know, everybody want to play this race card. Quit blaming a white man for everything. And that was one of the, that was something in that video that actually pissed a lot of people, a lot of my friends and family off. Terrence, how could you say that? You like, how could you even say that? Don't, Terrence, you know you are a victim. You grew up in foster care.
Oh, stop.
And you sitting up here, yeah, they wanted me to play the victim card. I've never played the victim card. Out of all the things I've been through, I could play the victim card right now. You know, I could be getting a check for disability, for mental for just being crazy. I can get a crazy check if I want to. I could play that role.
I love you.
You know,
make sure you follow Terrence Williams. He is so funny. You can follow him now, and back with more in a minute.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about Relief Factor. If you're somebody who has a lot of pain and you haven't found a way to get out of it, could you please try this? My wife forced me to try this because I was like, it's not going to work, because literally I have woken up in two surgeries. This freak the anesthesiologist out. It was kind of fun just to watch his eyes go. but it takes a lot to keep me down or to affect me for some reason or another. Relief Factor, I never thought it would work because it's 100% natural. Please. So my wife said, would you please just try this? And I did. I'm still taking it today. 18 months later, I'm taking it three times a day. That's when I started doing commercials for them, about 2 months into it, because it works. Get your life back. Get out of pain. Call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, or just go to relieffactor.com. Try their quick start for $19.95. If it works for you in 3 weeks, great, order more. If not, you're out $20, but if it works, you get your life back. Well, I'm sure we're not going to have any problems with this one. I tweeted this morning my best Miley Cyrus licking a cake. Yesterday, she was...
You looked hotter than her doing it.
You mean actual temperature-wise?
Yes, yeah. You look sweaty.
Yeah, I did. I did look like a big sweaty blob. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a cake and you're fat, it just looks sad. It just looks like, fat man needs cake.
That's true. Yeah. It goes from like, hey, she's having some baked goods to, that was the cause of what makes them look like
that's
that.
That's right. It's like, Miley Cyrus before the cake. Oh, Miley Cyrus after.
Yeah, you kind of do look, you could be Miley Cyrus in about 40 years. It's kind of, there's a look-alike situation going on there, I think.
You think so? You mean she could look like me in 40 years?
Yeah. Say you look like she will in 40 years.
Thank you.
If she's lucky.
Yeah, if she's
going the wrong direction.
Ooh, she is. she is. Anyway, so she was licking a cake, which is, it's so crazy on so many levels. First of all, they just photoshopped her licking the cake. And they didn't use an actual picture that anybody owned of that cake. They stole that cake, the picture of that, from some artist that made the cake, took the photo, and had posted it. So they just took that for free. And the guy wrote and said, hey, Planned Parenthood, I'm with you and everything, but that's my cake. And they said, oh, we'll tag you. Tag me.
Yeah, how about money?
Yeah, I want money for you using that. Anyway, so we actually paid the artist to make the cake. An artist might be a stretch there. So I'm licking the cake just like she does, except I'm standing next to the painting of Adolf Hitler. It's based on a... What?
I don't see how this could be controversial at all.
No. It's based on an old World War II anti-Hitler propaganda poster that the U.S. put out. I painted it the week that we voted infanticide out. And we're like, I don't know if I'm going to take a stand against infanticide. I mean, kill the baby, not kill the baby after birth. I don't know. Whatever. When we failed to do that, I thought, oh, wow, this is a crossing of the Rubicon. Now, in the last couple of weeks, we have also come up with a new thing. The court system has approved killing children based on race. So you can kill them after they're born, and based on race, you can kill them. This is Adolf Hitler's dream come true. You know, if you were a Jew, he'd kill your baby. He didn't believe in abortion. He thought abortion was very, very wrong. Why? Because he thought white Aryans should have a whole buttload of children. And so we love children. But the minute they come out, or the minute they're the wrong race, kill them. So what's the difference? Who are we becoming? We're killing you because you're a defective? Oh, okay. Well, Hitler did that, too. And he wrapped it all in compassion. So in my painting, it just has Hitler, you know, reading 50 million killed. And he says, next time I'll just call it Planned Parenthood. Because apparently if you call it the final solution, that's bad. But if you call it Planned Parenthood,
you get federal funding.
You get federal funding.
Though so I do, good. A lot of Hitler's efforts also got federal funding, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think it was a private, you know, there weren't some people in like, in New Mexico that were like, I'm going to build a wall and an internment camp.
Yeah, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about the the painting is
Hitler.
The one, well, okay, Hitler. There's
you can't
two
see
things
this.
I
wait,
don't
wait,
like.
Wait. You can't see this in your bedroom or your dining room?
I don't know where I would hang that exactly.
that is the problem with this painting.
You have a good dinner party. I feel like people might, even if they agreed with the cause, might find it a little creepy.
Well, see, here, this is what it is. I've started to call this collection, which is piling up in my office, because I paint one, you know, all the time. Whenever I'm motivated by something I see, I just paint. And what they are is they're old-fashioned memes. They're like 10-hour memes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it takes you 10 hours to paint them when everyone else makes them in like 10 seconds on the internet.
Yeah, takes you a couple of minutes to make one, maybe. These are 10-hour memes.
You're like a craft memery.
Yes, I like that.
A craft memery.
I like that.
The only thing I don't like about this one is the fact that you seemingly, and I can understand this, which is shocking, but you say 50 million killed when the number actually is 61.3 million since Roe versus Wade in this country. So the fact that you can make an 11 million person rounding error shows
right,
the scope of the issue.
If it was
right?
like 60.
Right.
Right.
This is, I mean, 50 million is an incredible number.
That's been the number for years.
And the estimated number worldwide since 1980, 1.5 billion.
What?
1.5 billion estimated worldwide since 1980. So, you know what? People are going to get pissed off at your little painting of Hitler, but maybe they should get more pissed off about this, because that's a lot of people that should be alive and aren't.
Here's what I did. I posted it up on eBay. We just posted it a little while ago, and it's up on eBay. And I'm selling it, All the proceeds are going to go, I'm going to send it over to Mercury One, kind of almost in a money laundering system in this form. I don't know if anybody, any organization was like, oh, I got all the money from the Hitler painting.
Yeah.
So I want to send, and I want a bulk of it to go to, what was her name? What was the
Lila Rose?
Yeah. Lila Rose.
Live Action.
Live Action. Mm-hmm. Because Live Action was just banned from ads on Twitter yesterday. But they said, hey, you do ads. Sure. You just have to remove, you know, mentions of abortion and any ultrasound pictures and anything that talks about an investigation on Planned Parenthood from your website. Then just feel free to ads, run ads. So if Live Action becomes like a garden club,
right,
they're fine.
Hey,
they're fine.
It's just about adjusting with the times.
So can you go on the eBay? Here it is. You just go to eBay.com.
Go to Twitter.com, right? / Glenn Beck. If you go there, you can find the link to your painting. And the auction is ongoing, correct?
Ongoing. So far, $560.
And we just announced it.
So it's $560.
What do you think the odds of this actually lasting for the week on eBay are? Because I feel like if we're getting banned from retweeting videos, and I will be interested to see if they allow your Hitler painting to stay up there for the entire week.
If we could, why not? Why not?
Well, you're saying bad things about Planned Parenthood. Usually that's not allowed.
Right, but I'm also saying bad things about Adolf Hitler.
That one usually is allowed. Usually.
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're talking about his, you know, healthcare policy or all of his other gigantic government policies, which so many here now argue for.
You mean his national socialism programs?
Right, yeah. If you say something bad about socialism, then don't tie Hitler to it.
Right, right. So that would be...
But usually you can bash Hitler safely. That's one thing we've, generally speaking, have come together
on. Can we get, to raise more money, can we get on a gaming site and start gambling on how long it will take Twitter and eBay to ban this?
Well, if we get banned from the gambling site, we're going to be really, really depressed. I mean, that's like, sorry, sir, you're too controversial for it.
Yeah, that's like being
online
banned.
Gaming.
That's like being banned at the liquor store in the wino section, where you're like, wait a minute. You're saying you're too classy for me. That could be a problem. Anyway, all the proceeds are going to go to Lila Rose and also I cannot remember her name.
Abby Johnson?
Yeah, Abby Johnson's group. So you're really, what are you going to do with this damn thing? So this is really just somebody that wants to make a donation. We would love to have you.
I just love the idea of you, like, on vacation or on the weekend deciding, I'm going to do a Hitler painting about abortion because your life is fun.
You know,
who wouldn't want to go to a party with you?
You know what's really sad? You know what's really sad? Mm. Is as I'm painting this, my wife just comes in and I'm painting a painting of Hitler. Mm-hmm. Okay. And my wife comes in and she just stands next to me and she's like, so what do you want to do this weekend? And I'm like, she leaves the room. Didn't say a word. Like,
what does that say about you?
That's what I should be asking myself, really. Our sponsor this half hour is Goldline. Goldline has a 4-coin collection right now of 1881 $5 Liberty United States gold coins. Now, these were called a half eagle. They were used heavily during the 1800s. And these now, you can own 4 of these half eagles in about uncirculated condition. They are really, truly beautiful coins. But what's amazing about them is this is $5 worth of gold in 1881. This is $5 worth of gold. You can go out now and put down one of these coins, if people know what they are, and put that down on the table, and it will buy you the same stuff that you could have bought for $5, you know, in 1881. The same thing. You could probably go in and buy a really good suit in 1881 for $5. You could take this gold coin in to a really good suit store and buy a really good suit for one of these coins. Meaning, it's inflation. Gold stays the same. Inflation is what changes the value of things. Gold is the safe haven for when things go nuts. I buy these kinds of coins. These are the things that I buy. And I buy them because they are collectors, but because this particular coin was the one that was on the list that could not be taken from the public. So if you had your gold in the 1930s in 1881, you know, half eagles, they couldn't take them from you. So I don't know. I mean, you know, rules change, not necessarily the same rules apply in Alaska and Hawaii or on Earth now anymore. But hopefully if gold ever becomes confiscated again, that will remain with you. And it's just a great piece of American history, also a good piece of safety. Go to goldline.com, call them, ask them about their information so you know if gold or silver is right for you. This is exactly the kind of coin that I collect and I keep for my family. Gold or silver is not right for everybody. It is right for me. Gold has gone up a lot lately, and I think some crazy things are coming in the economy. So please protect yourself. 866-GOLDLINE. 1-866-GOLDLINE. Call them right now. They're waiting for you. 866-GOLDLINE or goldline.com.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
If you've missed any of the show today, you've got to go back and listen to the podcast. We had Steven Crowder on for an hour today, and he was in rare form. Steven Crowder in the news everywhere, the number one trending topic on Twitter yesterday, because Vox, NBC, Universal convinced YouTube to demonetize him. And they even came out and said, even though we have done several days extensive review of all of his work, we find no violation of our guidelines, but we do see that he has made a negative impact on the YouTube community, and so we're going to demonetize him for that. So wait, you just said he didn't violate anything you said. How is he making a negative impact?
Well, he's affected the community negatively, mm-hmm. Glenn.
Yeah.
And in some sort of ethereal way, I guess.
Right.
And so that's why
some sort of NBC Universal wants to squeeze the small guys out because now they see that they're losing their giant platforms, that they have to be over there.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of what they admitted. If you really read what they said it affected the community. And what do they mean affected the community? They mean people are complaining about it. Mm-hmm. That's what they mean when they say it affected the community. They're admitting that basically they got forced into this. Yeah, mob justice.
So listen to the podcast. Now, I want to give you a few things that you can do, and I can't tell you how concerned I am of the loss of voices. There is an effort that is being made now, and it is becoming more and more clear every day that goes by. Our voices are being silenced. Yesterday, it was Steven Crowder on YouTube not being able to be monetized, being so told you're in the guidelines, but we don't like you. They can do this to anybody. Yesterday, Lila Rose was banned on Twitter. She can't exercise any ads on Twitter. We were banned yesterday on Facebook. We can share our news stories, but we cannot share any video. This is going to dramatically impact our reach. And they've banned us, we think, until Saturday at 7:30. We don't know what we did. They just said, you are, what was it? You share a lot of clickbait. Well, the one that they said that on was a story that is the lead story on The Blaze, a video of a mother of a handicapped child who put a secret tape recorder on her child because her child said, everybody's mean to me. She tapes the whole day. The child comes back and these teachers are talking about beating her up and shut up. You're a dummy. Horrible stuff. That's a news story. That's not clickbait. That's a news story. And we were flagged for that. And told we can't post anything but news at least until 7:30 p.m. Saturday. And we're afraid it is going on indefinitely. Here's the thing. That will affect our reach. Us being able to reach you. So I ask that you would subscribe to The Blaze. Go to blazetv.com and use free speech. That's one word. Use free speech as the promo code. You're going to get the biggest discount we've ever given. It's like $30 off, I think. But also, subscribe to the podcast. Go to iTunes. You have to subscribe, rate, and review. That's very important. Go to glennbeck.com and subscribe to our free newsletter. Subscribe to the Blaze free newsletter. We have to have communication, direct communication to you, in case voices are squashed. Please support your favorite voices.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.